Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 00 200 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
Bye.
Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Clear. 29 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Updated weather. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Air quality alert. Thank you. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 51 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1800 hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.
This is Whiskey 8, Alpha Whiskey Tango. Just wondering if the U of M net is an 8 or 830, I can't remember. WHAWT. Cap 16.
On net is at 8, just about 5 minutes from now. WA4DSR.
WA4DSR, WHAWT. Okay, thank you. Just really quick. I'm coming in through All-Star since my radios aren't set up. Is the RF side of the repeater behaving nowadays, or is the RF side of the repeater still misbehaving? W8AWT, TAT 16.
Oh, everything is working, so I can hear you coming in on All-Star. No problem.
TAT 16.
Air quality alert. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
All right, QSD, 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 good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club, Sunday 9th net on the WAQM repeater, Echolink, and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order: first short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink and All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check-in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
This is November 8th here at Bravo Echo. Dave, portable mobile.
Okay, date November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. The frequencies are yours. What do you have for us tonight?
Okay, oh, maybe this will be the last time I have to, sit in the truck to keep from shivering myself to death out here in the cold. But not a whole lot else going on. I did, actually, Friday a week ago, manage to fall and crack a rib, so I'm still dealing with the healing process for that. But other than that, everything, I guess, is going along okay on this end. And we will be running the 80-meter Elecraft single sideband net again tonight by running remote through a station in Rhode Island from my K4 to his K4. That'll be on 3803 kilohertz lower sideband in case anybody wants to listen in or even check in. NASDD back to net.
Sorry to hear about your health issue, and we hope you're recovering nicely. And thanks for the information on the net. And I'm sure as it warms up, many more people will try to check in. Do we have any more short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Echolink or All-Star stations, please call now.
WA4DSR, this is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, Portable 6, yeah, we'll call it Portable 6, Mike.
Okay, I have KE8, PWV, Portable 6. Any other All-Star or Echo Link stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango. Hopefully you can hear me. WHAWT, Cat 7.
AW8AWT, I have you on the list. All other stations, please call Net Control now. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo.
WSAQ, this is Net.
It's going to be a real short net tonight. I have WSAU. Do we have anyone else wishing to check into the University of Michigan Sunday night net? Please call Net Control now.
PCJ, this is Mo. Echo 8, November, Charlie Bravo, Mark.
I'm BZJ and November Charlie Bravo. Anyone else wishing to check in, please call Net Control now.
That was Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie, Mark.
8NC, Bravo, I've got you there. Okay, let's go to the top of the list. Maybe some other people will join us as we go through. Number one, we have on Echo Link, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey Victor, followed by W8AWT. Mike, any news for us tonight?
Good evening, Pat, and our other friends here. And first of all, let me please extend my heartfelt sorrow for Dave. SBE for cracking the rib. Please don't laugh, cough, or other things that expel air real quick. I'm sure you've figured that one out already if you haven't already had cracked a rib. My goodness, sorry to hear that, Dave. And no, nothing really to say too much other than it's gotten a little bit of slow for me getting my studies done, so hopefully I get back on RF here, excuse me, not just RF, but HF. And, nope, just out taking care of business on the road. Hope everybody has a good week, and turn it back to you. Thank you for being around there, Pat, and running the net. KE8, PWV, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you again. And, yes, we all share our concerns for Dave and hope he can recover fully. Next up is W8AWT, followed by WSAU. Augustine, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, good evening, everybody. This is W8AWT. I'm just learning how to use the repeater phone app on my iPhone here. A lot of stuff has happened in the last couple of years. It's been probably at least a year since I've checked into the net, but in the last year, 2 years, I've lost a lot of function in my arms, so I'm learning how to use things like voice control on the iPhone to make my life work, which means that you'll hear me say something weird. I'm not going to say it right now because it'll make my phone do silly things, but you'll hear me say something weird at the end of my transmission, but that's just me telling the phone to stop transmitting. Anyway, I'm doing the repeater phone app, which I should have got it. It's $7 on the App Store. Should have got it years ago, but I got it now, and it seems to be pretty great. And then I'm also experimenting a little bit with Mastodon. I got an account years ago, but never did anything with it, and I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll take a look at it again. And so I've been looking at that, and also trying to figure out what I want to do about all my radios. Got plenty of radios. It's just the whole debacle is figuring out which radios I can retrofit for complete computer control and which radios I cannot and I will need to replace. I'm just experimenting with computer control stuff and also experimenting a lot with Home Assistant, which is one of those smart home, the open source smart home thing. I don't have Home Assistant yet set up, but that's kind of on my list. I think the ham radio stuff is going to come before Home Assistant, but anyway, I've probably timed out the repeater by now, so I'm gonna drop it. But anyway, thank you so much, and this is W8AWT. Back to net. Tap 7.
Okay, Augustine. Well, we're real sorry to hear of your difficulties there. But thanks to modern computers and things, maybe we'll hear from you a lot more on the net. Again, we're very sorry to hear of all your problems, and we hope you're able to join us again. It has been some time since we've heard from you, so we look forward to hearing from you every week now. No problem with the extra transmission at the end. Next up is WSAU Matt, followed by KE8BZJ. Matt, anything for us this evening?
Let's see. Thanks. I learned that the last couple of weeks when I was trying to run the DMR net through the WHTMC machine in Detroit, I was using the lower and lower gain antenna, and I discovered that wasn't really making it into the repeater solidly. So that explained why I was only getting like maybe one station checking in for a while. So. I guess I'm going to have to switch antennas between radios every Saturday to use the higher gain 70-centimeter antenna. And so maybe I have like 4 check-ins when I normally get like 1 or maybe 2 check-ins the last few weeks. So that's pain, but at least now I know what's going on there. Not just people have a lot of interest in that. And I was going to say, if John was on, I was going to say that the thing about hot spots, which I don't think I mentioned, is that their frequency standards tend to not agree to usually adjust the frequency a little bit for them to receive the radio properly. That reduces until you see that error rate go down, second with hotspots, and their audio will be all broken up because they've got tagging lines and conversions and don't play match between the HD and the hotspot. Let's see, with it being like in the like about 55 out today, I finally got outside to make an adjustment on my cable to my bike, but not been quite right for I don't know, a couple weeks now, but I just didn't have to go outside and try and reset the cable to a shorter length with it out. I had run out and stuff on the barrel, so I didn't want to try and do that while it was like 5 degrees out. So I finally got that fixed. I hope SDA has a speed recovery with his rib. I've fallen like twice on the ice system this winter. One time trying to get around a pile of trying to get my bike around a pile of snow that the university had removed from the street corner, and when I slowed down enough to get around, jog around it, my back tire just slipped over and I fell over. And second time was after most of the snow was melting just a week or two ago on my driveway. I stepped on the edge of the snow that had some ice on the very edge of it, just hit me and fell over. And both times I landed on the on my left wrist, so I feel like if I do that a third time, before I have some time to heal up some, I might, that's a bad thing that's going to happen. Let's see. There's nothing like that the third time, as well as Dustin was transiting. Which brings me to the last thing. It's good to hear from you, Dustin, again. I heard from you well. Thanks for that. I think that you're back to that.
Hey, Matt. Matt, thanks for all the adventures. And this really isn't the net for healthy people tonight, I guess. But, you know, I've noticed on the machine that there's been this this interference about once a minute, I think, every 45 seconds to a minute, there's this signal. There's no carrier for about 2 seconds, and then it drops out. And it is coming through the machine, so I don't know where that's coming from or if anybody else is seeing it, is hearing it as well. I don't know if I'm overriding it or it's overriding me. Anyway, thank you, Matt, for all the adventures. Next up is KE8BZJ, followed by KE8MCD. Mo, what do you have for us this evening?
Good evening, all. This is KE8BZJ. Not much going on in my house, just enjoying the warm weather and getting outside and walking around the neighborhood a little bit. With that, I wish everybody a great start to the week and back to that.
Thank you, Mo. And, yeah, hope all is well there. Finally, on this first run through is Mark, Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie Bravo. Mark, what do you have for us this evening?
Well, I've just been coming onto this net. I bought a radio from the U-Mark, and it is meant to go in a car, but I'm using it at home as a station. And this gives me the power to reach through to your net, and so you're hearing from me. Back to net.
Okay, Mark. Your audio is a bit weak. You are perfectly understandable, and you appear to be full quieting, but the audio is a bit weak. If there's any way you can increase it, that would be great. With that, we've been through the first round of stations. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now. Well, nothing heard but that funny interference. One more call. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control now.
That's actually a package. That's what a data package sounds like. It's transmitting a package back to WAKWT.
WAKWT recheck. Cap 7.
Thank you for the information on the packet, Matt. I thought it might be something like that. It didn't sound like an APRS signal. Augustine, go ahead.
It's interesting to hear. It doesn't sound like APRS. And yeah, I don't exactly remember what APRS sounds like, but what I was thinking is maybe it was the APRS radio in the shack, in the U of M shack, bleeding over into the All-Star radio or something like that, or the All-Star and Echo Link radio. To Dave, yes, I completely neglected to mention my condolences on your rib. I hope that gets better soon. W8AWT back to net. Tap 7.
Air quality alert.
Okay, well, that's an interesting theory, Augustine. And it may be we'll have to... I'm sorry that John KV8OIS isn't on frequency because he might be able to shed some light on that, but someone will get it sorted out shortly. So with that, I'm going to call an end to the net. It's 20 minutes past the hour. We had a total of 6 stations check in, plus myself for 7, and we look forward to hearing from all of you, same time, same frequency, next Sunday night. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo Clear.
W8AWT, KE8PWV.
Was that KE8PWV? I may have spoken to you before, but I don't remember your name. What's up? Tap 7. Tap 7.
Hi, Augustine. Yep, the name's Mike. We've talked a few times, and yeah, I have not heard from you in a while. I certainly was hoping to see you last summer at Field Day, and can only imagine the things that you're going through, but I'm also extremely happy to hear that you've got tools now that'll work at least now on the 2-meter side or repeater side. I'm seeing that you're coming in through All-Star. Can I make an inquiry again on the software that you're running? And also, I'm not so much curious about the additional features of the push-to-talk, which I'm sure you've got to deal with, but more on just the software that's getting you into All-Star. KE8TWV, back to you, Augustine.
Okie dokie, Mike. Well, yeah, I would have been at the Field Day this past summer, but it was the same weekend as my sister's wedding, so that was obviously not somewhere I was going to be during my sister's wedding. In regards to All-Star, the software I'm using here is an app called Repeater Phone on my iPhone here, Repeater Phone. It's interesting because it literally treats, the iPhone literally treats the my connections to All-Star nodes as phone calls. I can go into my recent calls and see all of my All-Star node connections. Some guy decided to make this app. It also apparently works for Echolink, but I haven't signed in on Echolink yet. I believe the app is $7.99 on the App Store. So far it works great. WHAWT, tap 7. Okay, the mic's on, Dad. Tap the mic.
Okay, that was pretty good. I guess I'll ask a follow-up question then. The interface that you're issuing voice commands to engage and release PTT, I'm guessing, is that the same on the same app, or is that something else? That would be one question. And you know what? I think we had talked either before or shortly after NET, because I do recall now, before or after, not NET, but before or after Field Day, that you did, in fact, plan on attending the wedding. And yeah, that's one of those definite things you got to do, family and all. And all right, I guess the other question: are you guys still going up to St. Thomas? We don't get up there too often, but hopefully see you up there as well. All right, so let's see, one other thing on this on the repeater phone. I'll go do my own research, but I was wondering if it's also available for Android, because really I'm pretty much stuck with, at this 5 minutes, stuck with just Echolink here on the road. I don't know if you've got more time or if you're going to try to do the other net over on the RP machine or over on the DUI machine. W-A...
Excuse me, W8AWTKE8PWV.
Okie dokie, yeah. Lots of good questions. First of all, yeah, I should have mentioned from the start, so I am using, to control the iPhone here, I use a lot of the Siri voice assistant, but Apple, one of the awesome things about Apple is they have put a lot of R&D into their into the accessibility features on all of their devices. So the accessibility feature I'm using is literally called voice control, and it has a lot of different ways I can interact with it. I can have the phone put numbers on every single button that's on the screen so that I can just, what I'm doing right now is tapping the number button for the PTT, and that's engaging and disengaging it. I can also have the phone screen show a grid. If there's like a place that I want to tap that doesn't have a number assigned to it at that moment, then I can use a grid. Like I'll give it a number. I'll ask it to show me the grid. Then I'll mention the number for that particular part of the grid, and then it'll kind of zoom in and show me another zoomed in grid with new numbers, and I'll select the next number, and so on and so forth. Usually I do that for two or three levels, but I can also shortcut it using some lingo that I don't really want to use right now because my phone might get confused. But anyway, I hope that makes sense. In regards to we're still going to St. Thomas, but that being said, my family, we've also got it's hard for me and my mom and dad to get out on Sunday in time in the morning, so we go to St. John Newman in Canton or other later masses as well. We've been doing that pretty frequently lately. I don't remember your other questions, the voice control on iPhone is pretty great. I am trying to find a physical device, but the problem that I've found with that is my fingers are not strong enough to push on many of those physical push-to-talk buttons, so I need to find one that has a very, very light touch. Tap 7.
I had a little laugh there as you were saying, but I can't say those words. Hi, I'm sure. Very good. Not familiar with that one, but hope to run into you and at some point as well, other than just at field day. Very exciting for you that you're back on the air. Question, can you, I'm not sure where the mobility has stopped. You know, obviously fingers, and I saw a couple of years ago how you were struggling. What about prostheses to help trigger things, i.e. push-to-talk buttons, things like that? Anything mechanically we can make to help you out? Even if it's an elbow or attached to the wrist or something like that, maybe we can get somebody that specializes in plastic moldings and things like that to get you there. Obviously, the remote type stuff is probably going to be a good idea as well for the HF stuff. But boy, it's really good to hear you on the air. And I hope that we can find ways to keep you going there. That's a lot of questions again. Sorry about that, Augustine. W8AWTKE8TWV. W8AWTKE8PWV. Not sure if you can do there, Augustine.
Hopefully I'm getting in again. My voice control system decided to be stupid. But I think I'm getting in again. So I just had to disconnect and reconnect. And I think the thing with this voice control stuff is it works amazing, except it really does use like a whole bunch of the CPU on the phone. So it tends to bog the phone down even with simple things. You were asking if this app is on Android. It is not, to the best of my knowledge. There's probably something similar for Android. I just don't know what that is because I don't use Android anymore. Mechanical means for helping. A couple field days ago, or when I was having trouble with the microphone, I would have said some kind of a claw kind of thing that helped me to grip the microphone more securely would have been helpful. But with the profound weakness I have now, I'm really just trying to lean into voice control as much as possible. I am talking to University of Michigan Rehab Engineering about various computer mice that we could modify to help me use the computer mice better. I can kind of use one now, but my grip isn't so great, so I'm looking at other computer mice with University of Michigan Rehab Engineering. I'm not exactly sure what to say. I have learned to use my head, my nose, etc., to do things. My phone is mounted to my wheelchair, and I can sometimes I lean forward and use my nose on the phone screen, which works pretty well, kind of. I've also considered strapping some kind of a stick to the side of my head, or to my forehead or something like that. As weird as that sounds. Strapping a stick to my head that's like maybe 6 inches long or something. Timeout.
Well, that terminated the transmission. Well, we used to be part of two parishes, Thomas as well as down in Saline, St. Andrews. That's pretty much all we go to, except for on rare occasions. And we'll go into Thomas. And so I was going to try to extend and try to figure out a schedule to get an eyeball-to-eyeball QSO again. All right. Well, I don't mean to keep you, but it's really nice to talk with you. It was a joy to hear you on the air. And I'll look this up. Last I looked, there was some all-star stuff for the Android, but it was cantankerous where you had to have, first of all, you had to set it up with a HT initially, and some type of interface to get into the All-Star system, and then you could set up the Android. So it's like too many smoke and mirrors to get it launched. It's the way it sounded. Maybe I misunderstood, but I heard it from a friend type thing. So yeah. Because of work, sometimes it's a good idea to have that. Plus, my where I live in Saline, I kind of live in a land shadow, and you know, the HOA type thing, they don't want antennas, etc. That's really nice, but I guess I can put something in the attic, but it's still going to get attenuated. Anyway, so, well, if you need to, I'm sure there's people in the Aero group that can give you help trying to get some things going with your HF rigs that you can remote. One of the things that come to mind, yeah, I'm going to buy a second here, so stand by a second. Let me pause. So one of the things that come to mind is a lot of the digital radios now have interfaces. My even my FTDX 3000 has a interface, but it's not as seamless as I'd hoped. But the goodness gracious, I'm drawing a blank. There's the other HF radios that are pretty much digital interfaces to begin with and just have a tablet UI. And God's sakes, it's not even coming to mind. I guess I'm tired. But anyways, not cheap, but it will get you on the air, and we can find you a used one. There's probably several other radios out there. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here, grab a late snack here. But it's great talking with you, unless there's something else that you've got on your mind. But it's great to talk with you, great to hear from you. And like I said, hope to have an eyeball QSO sometime. W8 AWT KE8 PWV.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much, Mike. I have really enjoyed this as well. This is my first proper QSO in a long time, so I have really, really enjoyed this, and I'd love to do an eyeball QSO as well at some point. I'm wondering how often you see Joe Lipa, or if you see him much at all, since he seems to go to St. Thomas mostly. Actually, Joe and I back last year, we went to the University of Michigan club in the Eakes building, and we did the international DX QSO party. I can't remember the name of it, but it's the big DX QSO party, and we each did like 30 or 40 contacts, lots of Japan, South Korea, India, Spain, etc. That was a lot of fun. But anyway, you have a wonderful night, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon, Mike. KE8PWV, this is W8AWT. I will say 73 and talk to you later. W8AWT. Tap 15.
Fine business, Augusta. Same here. It's really nice. 7-3, and you too. Enjoy the week. that's ahead. KPWV, I'll be clear and go TORT in about a minute.
WAKWT monitoring. WAKWT monitoring. Tap 21.
KPWV. I don't know why I couldn't pull it out there, Augustine. The flex radios. Yeah. All right. That's about it. Sorry about that. KPWV 73 QRT.
Got you on the flex radio. Yeah. Another thing is, flex radio is probably great, but not cheap, obviously. There are interfaces that you can use for like digital modes there's the CAT control and the CIV control interfaces for a lot of like the Yaesus and ICOMs and Kenwoods and stuff, but those are mostly geared towards digital modes. So I'm not exactly sure how I could make them work for voice at this moment, but I probably could. Anyway, 73 Mike, talk to you later. WAKWT is clear, and I think I'll be QRT for now. Tap 21.
Air quality alert. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Air quality alert. Air quality alert.